Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. Sorry, you're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. I am comedian Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK. Organic, speak up.
What's going on, young man? What's the word?
Oh, Thunderbird.
This comedian Organic OK. You thought I wasn't there. I was here. I've been here.
All right, good to know.
Everybody, listen to me. I need to apologize to y'all about last week. I love to talk about my segment that we keep you updated a little bit later into the show. Thank y'all for having me. Even though y'all ain't necessarily gave me the green light, Mr. Talk Dude, he paid me on this platform with him. And I would say thank y'all for tuning in. yeah, you're going to listen to him one day, whoever. Now, Mr. Talk Dude, now tell him what's going on.
I just want to thank anybody for tuning in, really, and to let you know that, honestly, now, world ain't as bad as it seems.
Oh.
We have potential. We can make sure.
Woo, my goodness. Did you just start with the world's not bad as it seems? You're right. The world is not as bad as it seems. The experience of life that you're experiencing is beyond the gravity, beyond the suffocating oxygen that pounds on your soul when things of devastation of the level of what you've been dealing with, these different segments, dealing with different passings of people that's been passing. And how it affecting people worldwide, And it's something about people that you kind of forgot about, and they've been at the top of your desires and who you, and it's something, people that you forget about so often. People don't tell you that as much as people forget about people that they don't want to be bothered with, they forget about people that they really care about too. It's a double-edged sword. When you forget about people you truly care about, as much as you forget about people you don't care about, it hits you in all different ways, because the people that you don't care about, they have a way of giving a shout out. They'd be like the DJ. Yeah, they'd be the DJ of your pain. And it's almost like a bittersweet experience at moments. And for those out there, truly going through these moments, I think one of the things, too, quite often, people say, man, y'all two working together, y'all entertaining. It's how you be conversating with him, how you be telling him things. It's hilarious. I said, this is the thing that y'all not realizing. He's like one of the kind of people that have these headphones on, and he's listening to all kinds of things. And he's blocking you out when he's probably listening to you. Then when he's listening to you, you blocking him out. So it's a weird thing, because it's so important to be on the same page. When you're on the same page, people truly can not necessarily understand where you're coming from. It's actually through the journey they can have a better understanding as they're driving or traveling of where they're going to, right? There's so many different people across. See, this is the thing. People think that makes them know more because they start talking about, well, I went across, I went to another country, hold on a moment, man. Do you know how many goods are traveling from different areas that brought here? You can be the same dumb person that's traveling all around the person. That's all you be thinking. Oh yeah, that person, that dumb person you're talking about. Yeah, I know that person. Yeah. So I don't mean you smart in the sense or what you think you are by saying you went to this place and all these people know me. And, yeah, no, you from being dumb. Yes, yeah, not knowing something. So it's you got to have integrity about comedy as a whole. No one owns comedy, right? As a whole.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about far as the craft, right? It's different levels of comedy. It's different level of intellect ability. It's people that you never met before, and you hear them doing, like, you know, stories about different comedians. You say, well, I never heard this comedian before, but I like this comedian. And there's a lot of people that you stumble on across, and you say, wow, I feel really bad if I fail, because that's what it is sometimes. You feel like you're falling when you don't understand it's comedians out there that got amazing craft ability. You got to think about, this is the thing I was coming to. Is it all right? Do I have enough time to talk about this?
Go for it.
I was always thinking, why? I'm not that kind of person that I wanted to be a comedian just to be a comedian, because there's already enough comedians out here. I said, man, it's enough comedy, funny content out here. If I never did comedy, there's always enough. It's enough comedy format out here. So why am I going to do the storytelling? There's enough content out here already. Why am I out here bringing content on the table, insulting this material and how many people out here bringing this story? I'm just out here just to bring comedy because I think I can talk. No, man. I'm not that type of person. I'm not that vain in that regards to saying I want to do a comedy because I got a mouth, man. No. I respect comedy as a whole, and I really appreciate it. I really appreciate all these different conversations. I got a chance to truly hear, truly feel people's opposition, truly relate to the things that people truly want to express. People want to see how people truly was dying to laugh. And these things was something that was reflecting. Like, when I came up with this project years ago, I came up with a project. Do you remember DJ Buffa Fichi's Does Hell Have a Ghetto?
Mm-hmm. I remember that one. That was a nice
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
That was good. I hope that basically, literally, we can release that maybe at some point and, you know, fans can get in on it.
Sir, can you do me a favor? Can we keep moving along? Because, you know,
let's
everything
do it.
Is
like
capital.
Come on.
Huh?
Let's.
Yeah.
Let's.
So the thing was, when we did that, it's been a lot of people creating content about you know, dying capacities. But I've been creating dying content for a long time. And just in general, just talking about these capacities, like when I was talking about, Remember this, you know, this phrase I used to use, but I don't use it much today, is wheatgrass, hay pippin, Phil Hedgehog, on top of that, our brain. Remember that? I came up with that, and that was reflecting how the soil that you see when they raise up the soil and pit people's bodies, you see the soil pull back, and you see the dirt, you know. And these are the things that you see. The most devastation happens, like the land, you know, they're building, you know, a platform where people, in a sense, they're stacking. This death is a pyramid hustle where only person win at the end of death is death. And people just stacked in the soil in a vault. In the sense, that's what it is, right? It's stacked in a vault in a line, almost like a goddamn distribution, a disc or something, right? They inside of that, a more luxury version of a damn CD, a CD case or an 8-track case, right? Like a goddamn 8-track, like an 8-track case, you know, and that's how people, they're alive. And then some are like, goddamn, what is it, 45s it's just different ways of people, you know, and I know these things. And so when I said that, what happens in the field, some of the most biggest harvests come in the field, some of the most biggest vegetables come in through the field. It's a lot that goes through the field. A lot of people's experiences happens in the field. A lot of great properties and landmass of what's going on happens in the field. So that's what I was getting through. And that's what I've been talking about, because I know it's been a lot of people that I personally had met that, you know, not any longer here. And that's one of the things when it comes to the dying capacity, is so many people that have truly known that I was going to stay and do overtime to appreciate them. And that's my task. As much as I learn, as much as I've truly been thinking, it's my obligation to do better, because I know better. My obligation. Not to just say things, but to mean things, right? Comedian talk, dude. Isn't that the thing?
That's the thing.
That's the thing, is to not just talk about things to distract the experience and the harvest, but truly become the health of the harvest, right? Because if we're the health of the harvest, then we are not just moving along. We're appreciating how we move along, right? So that is so important for us to truly remember that. So when we truly reflect on these things, we truly allow us to really become another level of, you know, caring. And so, Mr. Talk Dude, now, explain to us what you got in your mind, what you've been creating, and, you know, what's going on.
Well, I was basically just been thinking that, look, I thought the handicapped community needs a leader, you know, somebody special, somebody robust, somebody who basically has a lot to prove and proves every chance he gets.
A lot of people, you know, I hear you keep talking, but what I'm saying is a lot of people have been bothered by leaders in general, because leaders and how that happens, sometimes leaders and people that in a position, they almost become like, you ever leave some produce out, you already can tell certain things are left out, they spoil or they get stale, right?
Indeed.
And so often people say, I hate to have people that I truly like and care about be in a position, because what happens is I don't respect it no more. If they say, man, I don't respect it no more, because the integrity, they lose the integrity. And you can see things, people say, man, they just chasing money, man. They just chasing power. They just chasing this, you know, they're chasing the women, but or whatever. They're chasing, you know, they just in this person's pants. So they just compromising everybody. And they're not necessarily thinking about how, where these things are, conflict and the cross-contamination is not being cleared. They say, yeah, they got to the point where they cleared the contamination to get in a position, and all the contamination, it became within them. It's like there was like a blended smoothie. And now they're represented as a label in another way of seeing contaminated, as a marketing tool or something that's supposed to be clean. Like, oh, yeah, here's something. This is a new brand of not contaminated. So you can have a rush of non-contamination going through your infrastructure of your, you know, your plasma inside of your body that's fueling you. But then as you contaminate, your mind falls back and, you know, and motivate the contamination from the non-contamination. So you're really being motivated. They're restructuring this kind of cross-contamination, you know, infrastructure. So listen to this, everyone. Truly, people say to me, don't you hear this talk, dude? Sometimes people say, And what can we catch you at doing stand-up comedy? Or are you doing stand-up comedy now? Or what can we find you? Can we find you online? Where are you at? And people that tend to say these things, you think these people are truly going to watch you? What do you think they mean? You think they mean what they say when they say
they might want to
see
you in passing? They might be curious. They might be a little bit, but I don't think they're really going to make the commitment to be there. It's not like
exactly.
One of those guys.
That's what I'm talking about. Because people that truly committed to your life is not even the people that say they're going to be committed to your life. And that's the crazy part, right? People that's truly committed and normally not the people that you find committed to your life. Isn't that a weird thing?
Very.
People that do more investments is the people that you least expected. So I can say thank you, Comedian Talk Dude. We're at 7:15 p.m. And the show is called...
I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please, get involved with the cause. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yes.
All right. And the show is brought to you by Organic OK. Isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes, sir. You're right. You're right. Definitely on that. You said it. I heard it. You know it to be accurate. Now, listen to this part. I think you forgot. I think y'all may have forgot. This is the part I talk about the women. Is it not in your harvest to be greater than the harvest before left you? Is it truly in the harvest to be better and better and better? Is the harvest, you know, people say, this harvest is good this year, right? It's really good, right? So what is it in your harvest, Mr. Comedian Talk Dude, that you are pushing and striving to be not just better, but more wealthier in your experience of changing the people's point of understanding how they operate and connect with you? Everyone listening to this. I forgot. I'm going to come back to that part because it's highlighted in your actual experience as you're in the actual community and talking to. When you talk to this guy, you'll just think that, oh, yeah, he got Tourette's. This is like a skunk in the room, make your hair stand on back of the neck, and he's just going to talk about these things. There's a lot of things in your life and the experience that you're dealing with in your life.
That's right.
That you are the Tourette's. You are the things that he needs to be watching about you more than you need to be watching about him. And they say, he wink over at you and say, yeah, I know it, you know. But I'm not going to, you know, expose you like this. He has appreciation when he talks to you. When he don't talk about you, you know, and because he don't respect you, sometimes his mouth and his experiences are being cleaned like a mitt. We got things that are clean and, you know what I'm saying, some things that truly are the truth at the most powerful, the happiest moment, just an expression that we enjoy. When you feel a space of a comedy space with everybody, you can feel, it's almost like comedy met some poison ivy of laughter, and you just can't stop laughing, tickling and itching through laughter. It's a magical moment. This is the thing. I have not forgot about how we have disconnected from attractive women, like the women that look like attractive women. It's costume. It's costume beauty.
Costume.
See,
but doesn't
costume
that
beauty, okay?
Costume beauty. I need to hear what this is.
Now, the thing is, what costume beauty is, it's not quality, it's quantity. And you got some exceptional quantity people. Man, some exceptional quantity people. Now, every person you see, it's funny, like, you can say something about somebody and say, wow, man, I don't know what this kind of quantity is, because this quantity sounds like quality. I mean, come on now. Quantity and quality have a relationship. Now, you truly know the difference in the quality that represent you. Because the quality that represent you, you can tell how that harvests. You can tell how that play out. You can tell how that seduced people, how that wastes people's thoughts. So you got her behind you? Shit, people be walking like they slow, imitating slow, because they say, man, there got to be some more to this than I ain't looked at before. I got to explore this. People walking, all kind of stuff, just to get the woman. It's some woman out there disabled, physically disabled, and some are mentally disabled that people obsess with. And you may not even know because these things are so visible for whoever, you know. And this is the thing that people quite often try to overlook. Well, women are being objective. Hold on a second. Let's back up a moment. You're telling me women as a whole, the marketing, advertising amount of money that they put out here to show women built curves and all these things, and you're telling me it seems it's like it's to go back to advertising. You know how advertising they advertise different businesses and restaurants and things. You go to a business restaurant, and they got that cross contaminated bias. Maybe, you know, how can I say this on this platform? Because I have to keep, you know, people say, well, "How do you say something?" Say in the same way. You know, you said these people that be referencing the stereotypes, and you see these people, and they're at their top capacity. And these types of situations, it keep you seeing the transparent of motivating elements that keeps comedians saying all about stereotypes, prejudice, culturally unsensitive things, because there's so many things that you just see in the street that people act like they don't exist because infrastructure of propaganda is in place. So that's the thing.
Yeah, I hear
it. It's a lot of attractive, beautiful women that you meet that you get. I mean, like it's cleansing, man. You get. I mean, it's like being abducted by your favorite thing. And you see these women, it's like, well, you're just her, and she's relating to you completely. You say, oh, second, this is right here. This is not transparent. Every woman don't think that you're objecting them and thinking that you're doing something wrong. So why are we allowing society to mold these perspective about women? I mean, 30 and 40 and 50 years ago, you didn't see women that was attractive like this. Did you? You just want to check like this. Today, we're more concerned about, oh, yes, it's a lot of women that is not attractive. They got a nice body, but their face not attractive. But you always, I mean, that's one thing I always see. I always see a special highlighted star that is laminated. I see some women that you forget they exist. They up in age. You be like, wow. And you can tell by how they talk that they are wealthy in how they appreciate people. They got people love skills that make you feel so fantastic. I said fantastic. Fantastic. Huh?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You got.
Yeah.
I was thinking back there for a minute. I was wondering if you were just doing that to see if I was listening.
Yeah, I was just thinking you were listening. I was saying he was listening, but I was actually trying to be comical when I said that. But the thing is, when you know that exists, that parallel of, you know, sexual appeal is not, it'd be in the refrigerator marinating. So you get people that don't identify with you, and you find they push you into one that truly is like they're like preparing they got the heat, they like preheat the oven. Preheat the temperature, and they put things just right for you to be successful. And they don't know it. If they know that they was doing that, they'd be trying to do the opposite. So, you know, what I've been telling you is about attractive woman. And even it's so funny because some attractive women have been pushed here for a longer time for the men to actually get themselves, you know. I've been on vacation for about 28 years. I lost my mind. I had all these attractive women. And I want to get another attractive woman. These women sitting here like these the oldest trees on earth. They've been sitting here with their beauty, you know, like Jack and the Beanstalk, letting you just climb up to the beauty, letting you catch up with lost times. And this is not by accident. You see women in all kinds of places you would never find them. Nothing wrong with them. You say, wow. I mean, this is something, you know how special it is to run to women that you truly know exist and people been trying to hide them from you? And talk, dude. You know you deserve an attractive woman. I don't know why you are here trying to prank yourself from having an attractive woman. Why you don't think you deserve to be happy?
I'm going to be honest with you. In a weird way, I just thought I was never quite good enough. It's one of those people you think you got to have it all going on to get with a woman like that. Okay, she should be attractive. I mean, yes, but I also don't want to think that's the only thing I'm looking for. I don't want that.
You got people thinking that you're looking to have women that are unattractive and keep this kind of mascot image of you clowning the real things that you really desire. I mean, you know it's got to be at least 500 million attractive women in the world. At least.
At least. Women make up more than half the population, you know.
I said attractive. You heard us say it.
Yeah, I hear you.
So if there's at least 500 million attractive women in the world, you don't think at least a few million of them will be an option for you?
God willing.
I didn't say you can have all a couple million, man. I don't want to get into that.
That's fine.
That's a number that, man, if someone can get that many people, that's a lot of people to be made up with. But anyway, my point, everyone, this comedian Organic OK, you've been listening to.
I can't find you, but we found ourselves. You're only. You can hear all our shows on Blog Talk Radio on the net. You can hear them all.
Yeah, you can hear them all. We're going to have some updates and changes because this is the thing I've been telling. I was talking about you with two feces. I said, man, come on, man. We got to have the Mr. Talk dude, you know, the T-Rex dude with the – he's legend in quality. He's a legend in his field of what he do. I said, I was telling Mr. Feces about you, man. I said, man, you can have me on the show, but you need to have the talk dude on the show. I was like, man, you and talk need to work out, man. It's COVID been going on, man. You're actually working out your differences a long time ago. And, you know, being on the show together, enhancing, you know, interaction. I told him it definitely could work, you know, you be on the show.
God willing, again. All right. I want to thank you for listening to I Can't Find You, We Found Ourselves. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. And I want to thank you all, basically, for listening. Thank you. Good people, I want you to know my thoughts and prayers are with you in every possible way. But Organic, you have anything else to add?
Yeah. I'm not just there to actually reflect in the harvest of the meal. I'm there to understand what your spiritual diet and what is my task of communicating with you. So you see me, I'm highlighted there, man. I'm highlighted there. I'm like, you know, and I'm not limited by, you know, what you think I am. And that's one of my magical connections I have with people. And I truly want to see the success of the harvest of people before my time, people that's after my time, tomorrow, as it gives the actual parade of your ability to come into this world. Thank you for the time that you have expressed for the moral destination of your travel. You take care, everyone. Comedian, talk dude, thank you for having me on your program. And for those out there dealing with this oppositional thing, you gotta realize the things that people left, they have invested into you, things that you don't know they invested. That's one of the things when people leave, is things that they truly are pitting into the harvest, because their desires is to become more life than life have welded for you to see they are part of. They're married to more moments of greatness and more moments of happiness, more moments of things that truly cherish the highlight in the sun, where the sun carries the harvest, where the life breathes the elegant moment to care about your love and about the unique perspective of what you've been dealing with, you know, oppositional, you know, treasure of life. And life have invested things that's more wonderful than you can ever imagine. I've talked more than I normally do, and I want to say I appreciate the excellent time. You take care, everyone. This convenient, organic, okay.
And thank you, and good night.